From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go, ah! Ah!
Oh! Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your fabulous strip here in Las Vegas. We welcome you to the show. Hope you're watching and listening to us on our South Point Studios network on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in South Point Studios, and you'll be able to see and hear us on the Race Day Show here from the South Point, right behind us, the Race and Sportsbook, that's for sure. And, of course, all the other places that we have our signal going through, so you can get us on many different platforms, like our local radio station here in town, in case you're zipping around town. That is, of course, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. That's where we're at on the radio dial here in Las Vegas. Of course, on our websites, we stream all over the world on the internet at racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world and .global. We got all those dots. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And don't forget, with the phone apps, you can get the KSHP phone app if you want to hear us on the KSHP phone app, the radio station app. And you can get the YouTube app where you can see and hear us as well on YouTube. So you got plenty of ways to getting us. We welcome you to the show as we ramp it up for the final big surge weekend for the Kentucky Derby. All right, this weekend, we get the final big 100-point getters for the Kentucky Derby. That'll be the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass, and the Wood Memorial, all happening on Saturday. You've got 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks up for grabs in two major races. That's the Ashland that will happen on Friday with the opening of Keeneland Racecourse. And, of course, on Saturday, you got the 100-point getter in the Santa Anita Oaks and the 100-point getter in the Gazelle. So there are three overall 100-point getters for the Kentucky Oaks, three overall 100-point getters for the Kentucky Derby, and then one little 20-point one sitting dangling out there on the 13th of April that may push a horse in or out of the field of 20 for the Kentucky Derby. So it's a big weekend coming up. We're going to take a look at the fields of the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass, and the Wood Memorial in just a few moments here with Jonathan Hardoon. But I want to remind everybody, this is the last big weekend before we get started in earnest to see who's going to be in and who's going to be out of the Kentucky Derby as far as the point getters. Now, you know that as we move day by day by day, and don't forget the Kentucky Derby first Saturday in May, and we are heading into the the early days of April. So we got about less than 5 weeks to go to the Kentucky Derby. We are going to start on the race day show. You know, you have the Derby Watch in the Daily Racing Form. You got a lot of other people who have their Derby top five picks, etc. The Blood Horse has their consensus as well. Well, we're going to do a Race Day Las Vegas consensus with our handicappers. So we have Jonathan Hardoon. We have John Lindo, we got Jerry Jackowitz, we got Rich Ang, we've invited Track Phantom Dave Valento, and our sports guys, our guys who make the sports lines here, the sports director here, Chris Andrews, and of course Vinny Migliolo, who is also a line maker here, and a part of the sports by the book shows as well. We invited them because they know something about horse racing. If you remember last year on this show, we had Chris Andrews, and of course we were doing it on radio. We weren't here in the studio yet, but we had Chris Andrews come on our show and give his prediction for the Kentucky Derby. And out of all of our handicappers, he was the only one that picked Mage to win the Kentucky Derby. So we'll have the top five of our handicappers coming up in the next 4 weeks during the week for the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, as you know, we have a lot of plans for the Kentucky Derby coming up right here at the South Point, starting off on Thursday. That'll be the 2nd of May, where we'll have the Oaks Derby special on this network and only at the YouTube network, the South Point Network. It's exclusive here at 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 2nd of May. And then, of course, the next day will be the Kentucky Oaks Day. We'll be taking a look at the Kentucky Oaks as well on that Thursday show. And the Kentucky Oaks Day will be Friday the 3rd. And right after the Kentucky Oaks and the racing from the West Coast, we'll be doing our Kentucky Derby, our annual Kentucky Derby seminar that comes up in the Grandview Lounge here adjacent to the Racebook, featuring, of course, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo and myself. And then the next day, on Saturday, Derby Day, we'll be up in the ballroom, the Grand Ballroom, for the big Derby party there, the Grand Ballroom party, big screen TVs. All other tracks will be on the air in there as well, on the smaller set, so you don't have to miss any action at other tracks. But a big racing day, of course, at Churchill Downs, headed up by the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, they'll have betting kiosks. They'll have betting windows with the betting terminals with windows. And, of course, the ticket riders, food and beverage discounts, and big banquet tables for you, and a Derby hat contest. Why don't we, it was so popular last year. We're going to do a Derby hat contest again, and the categories will be the most elegant, the best horse-themed, the best fascinator or fedora, and, of course, best overall as well. First and second place cash money there for those. And the bottom line, it's all free. Everything you just heard about from the Derby show here at 5 o'clock on Thursday, right till they make the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby official, all free, including parking your car right here at the South Point. We invite you to come out and enjoy the Kentucky Derby celebration with us here at the South Point. And, of course, don't forget the ballroom that has the Grand Ballroom has those big, big, banquet type tables, huge tables. So you can spread out all your betting information and all that, eat and drink as well, and bring your friends because each table seats about 10 to 12 people. So we're inviting you out for that. All right, big weekend coming up here. Want to remind everybody, Keeneland opens. It's a racing season. It's spring racing season. Keeneland will open on Friday. It'll have three stakes races on that Friday card that, of course, is highlighted by the Ashland Stakes for the three-year-old fillies. Aqueduct will resume its racing there at Aqueduct on Friday. The spring meet will start on Thursday at Aqueduct. Aqueduct's spring meet will start on Thursday tomorrow. And Santa Anita will have an added makeup day of the 2 days that they canceled over the weekend. They will also start tomorrow, Thursday. So we have Thursday through Sunday racing of both Aqueduct and Santa Anita. Of course, Gulfstream Park wrapped up their championship meeting over the weekend. They are now into the Royal Palms meet, and that spring Royal Palms meet will start as well tomorrow. So we got the transition going from the winter meets to the spring meets at those three major racetracks. And as far as racing over this weekend, on Saturday, there'll be 20 stakes races overall, but the three big racing days will be at Aqueduct. We'll have two grade twos and two grade threes among their five stakes races there that will include the Wood Memorial. Keeneland will have five stakes races there, two grade ones, two grade twos, and a grade three there that will be highlighted by the Bluegrass. And at Santa Anita, weather permitting, at Santa Anita, there'll be five stakes races as well, one grade one, one grade two, and one grade three among their five stakes races. And I got to remind everybody, too, that that Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Oaks are on their cards there as well. So we got a big, big weekend coming up, that's for sure. And by the way, Sunland Park will have five stakes races over the weekend, including the Mind That Bird Derby. So we're getting really into now the watch for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, that's for sure. News. Timberlake, who finished lackluster in the Arkansas Derby, will not run in the Kentucky Derby. It's not because he had an injury or anything. They just felt that this horse may need a rest. And as you heard Jonathan Hardoon say more than once on this show, he thought that maybe the distance limitations with Timberlake would be just too far for a mile and a quarter. So Timberlake will not go in the Kentucky Derby. That's according to trainer Brad Cox. And he said, he's probably going to be going into a shorter distance races. This all based on his performance in the Arkansas Derby. Forever Young, winner of the UAE Derby, is on his way. He is definite for the Kentucky Derby. Muth, the recent winner in the Arkansas Derby, well, you know he can't go in the Kentucky Derby, but the Preakness is on his sight line for his next race as well. And this weekend, there's going to be a special all-Derby prep race pick three. They call it the Big Three Pick Three. It will cover the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland, and the Santa Anita Derby at Santa Anita. It's called the Big Three Pick Three. It's a national bet, and so that'll be something that's pretty neat. I kind of like. I'm glad that they're doing that. That's for sure. Kentucky Derby Future Book, the Parimutuel Pool, and the Kentucky Derby Future Book. The final Kentucky Derby Future Book Parimutuel Pool will start tomorrow, but it will end by 1 o'clock Pacific time on Saturday before the three Kentucky Derby prep races on Saturday. So it really is a future book bet. That pool will start tomorrow and end before those three races on Saturday. It is the final Parimutuel pool for the Kentucky Derby future book. As you know, Parimutuel, it's not when you bet the horse that determines the odds. It's at the end of the betting pool that the odds will be frozen in, and then you know what the odds you'll get on your particular horse that you bet on, no matter what time during the future book pool you bet. Fierceness, the big, huge runaway winner of the Florida Derby over the weekend, is the 7-2 morning line favorite amongst all of the individual horses in that future book there as well. Aqueduct, as we said, has wrapped up its winter meet, and I can tell you right now that Aqueduct's winter meet, They say it was a 3.1% decrease in handle for the winter meet over, this is all sources, compared to the last meet. But you got to, you know, the weather has been a big factor at Aqueduct, that's for sure. And so I wouldn't take too much out of that at all in that. And we want to congratulate Dylan Davis, who was the leading jockey at the winter meet with 54 wins. Kendrick Carmouche was just 3 wins short of that. He checked in with 51. Jose Lascano had a solid meet, too. He had 40. As far as the leading trainers of the just-concluded meet, Linda Rice gets it. She had 22 winners. Rudy Rodriguez had 19, and Todd Pletcher had 17. And as far as the leading owners, with that big 5-win day as an owner and a trainer, David Jacobson was the leading owner with 18 wins there. And so the 3.1 decrease in handle, kind of expected with the weather and the short fields there. However, Turfway Park, their just-concluded meet at Turfway Park, had an increase in all sorts wagering of 17.1%. And I can tell you, folks, I'm telling you, my opinion is because it had full field sizes throughout the entire meet, big field sizes, and players want to bet big fields and have a chance at making scores. That's what happened this year at Turfway Park, a 17.1 increase in all sorts wagering because of the, I believe, because of the field sizes. All right, well, you're pretty well set up with all the news, et cetera. We got to get going because I want to get Jonathan Hardoon with us to join us for going over the fields and the 3 Derby prep races this weekend. And all I can tell you is the racing menu coming up next. That's going to be brief because there's only 4 tracks on the racing menu today. With all the changeover that's going from the winter meets to now the spring meets, as we said, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Gulfstream Park, of course, going to start up tomorrow. We'll be right back. Don't go away on a jam-packed Wednesday race day show coming to you from the South Point Studios.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday show, kicking off another week of covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style, from the South Point Studios. And as I said, a very brief racing menu today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. There will be 7 tracks on our racing menu tomorrow. And then we kick it in with 11 racetracks on Friday, 12 racetracks on Saturday. And, of course, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, they'll all kick in tomorrow. And Keeneland will be with us on Friday. So let's get started with the brief menu of racetracks available today. Got to tell you, weather is nasty in the Great Lakes area. I mean, this is this is April 3rd, and there's snow going on there? Yeah. And there's a lot of rain and activity, a lot of bad weather in the Northeast going right through to the South, some portions of Florida as well. So keep that in mind with our racing menu. Hey, it's clear in most of the other parts of the country, in the Midwest, in the West, the Plain States, and of course out to the West Coast. But no racing today in the West Coast. We'll wait and see how the weather. There could be some tricky situations as far as the big 3 Kentucky Derby prep races, as far as their racetracks and weather come Saturday. But let's wait and see. Mother Nature might be a racing fan after all. Here's the menu of racetracks available today. By the way, here in Las Vegas, not too shabby. 52 degrees right now outside. You're not going to believe this, but we're going to get up to 81 degrees today in Las Vegas. But then it drops down to 70 and change tomorrow, in the mid-70s, and then the cold front comes in here. So we're waiting to see if that cold front has anything to do with the way the jet stream is for the West Coast. And remember, Santa Anita, and they're finicky, being finicky about running on off tracks. And the big Santa Anita Derby Day is on Saturday. We'll keep our fingers crossed. For your menu today, we remind you the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone. If you're not in it, adjust to it. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. First post times are Pacific. These will be the first post times rolling out on our race books today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30, and they have a super high five carryover, a regular super high five carryover today at Tampa Bay, $11,195. That's the super high five carryover at Tampa Bay today. And that's it for Tampa Bay. Okay. First post time, 9:30. Then we go to Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a first post time of 9:40. Their pick five jackpot carryover is $351,672. $351,672 in the pick five carryover at Parks. Jonathan Ardoon tells us that it's a mandatory payoff today. So we'll wait and hear from Jonathan about that. First post time is 9:40. Then next comes Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover of $77,295. Their first post time is 9:55 at Mahoning Valley. And then we wrap up the four-track menu on today with Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise first post time is 1:25. 1:25 at Turf Paradise. Their pick six jackpot carryover there, $160,630. $160,630 in a pick six jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise. I can tell you that's big money there. First post time again at Turf Paradise, 1:25. And that's how we wrap it up on your very brief menu for today, Wednesday. But we'll start rolling along. It'll start picking up towards the end of the week, that's for sure. Jonathan Ardoon, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Just wanted to wake you up, my man, that's for sure.
I was mellow to the music. I was just...
Yeah. Yeah, we got a nice little music there. Parks Racing has a mandatory?
Today, they only have one pick five. It starts in race seven. There's no early pick five on mandatory payout days. They have one pick five, and it starts in the seventh race. So, and by the way, the track is totally soup. It's all messy. It's been sloppy for three straight days there, and the rain continues to fall. So people that are handicapping, keep that in mind.
Jonathan, I can tell you that the spring didn't come early, no matter what Punxsutawney Phil said. Trust me.
What was he talking about?
You know, it didn't come early, and here it is. We're on the 3rd of April, and there's already snow in the Great Lakes area. And is there not snow predicted for where you're at?
And Saratoga is expecting a snowstorm tomorrow, correct.
Wow. Well, and I know they have a lot of, in all seriousness, they have a lot of tornado watches in the south there as well. So this is just crazy weather, that's for sure. And, of course, you know that the weather patterns are always, the jet stream goes from the west to the east. So that's going to make its way out. But there may be another one coming in from the west that might affect us by Friday or Saturday. And, of course, that would mean Santa Anita, and you know how they are about running in the off track. So we're keeping our fingers crossed on that because there's three great stakes races, the last big three with 100 pointers this weekend coming up with the Bluegrass and the Santa Anita Derby, etc. And by the way, folks, interesting is on Friday, the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland, that's for the 3-year-old fillies, okay? And that's a 100 pointer for the Kentucky Oaks race. And it was a brief field, but among them is Just FYI. That was the winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and she almost had a start as a three-year-old. But this is going to be her first start as a three-year-old coming off her Eclipse Award-winning Juvenile win. But there is a horse in that race that you and I have talked about, Impel. This is an offspring of Quality Road, trained by your man, Brad Cox, who won an optional claiming allowance race at Oaklawn Park, but it was a jaw-dropper win. And quite frankly, most people think Impel's going to be the favorite in this race with only eight fillies in the field.
Yeah, and I like a totally different horse in the race, Ralph. I love the one horse in there, Candied Girl. If you remember, this horse was, I think, co-favorite or might have even been favorite against FYI when they last met in the Breeders. Oh, she was 2-1 and at Just FYI. Yeah, she was the favorite against Just FYI. And she had a horrible trip that day. Go back and watch the replay. We actually were talking about her at the seminar last year on the Breeders' Cup. It was the day. It was the juvenile day. It was Friday. So we were talking about it Friday night. She had a very tough trip that day. And, you know, she's also making her first start back, and it's clutch. I heard she's been training very, very well. She's the value in the race. She's 6-1. Brad Cox extremely high on their horse. And, again, Just FYI makes her first start as a three-year-old, as does Candid Girl. But Candid Girl's going to end up being the value there.
Are you sure her name is Candid Girl? I have Candid here.
Candid. I'm sorry. I'm calling It's just
by,
Candid.
By Candy Ride. Well, she's a girl, so you're not that far off. She identifies as a thoroughbred filly, okay?
Yes.
In any case, Candid is the horse you're talking about on the rail. But you were not impressed with the Impelled from your guys?
Absolutely. And the barn is extremely high on her, but I like to look for value. You know, obviously, if my horse doesn't win, I'm rooting for Cox. He's a friend, and I always want him to do well. But we're talking about betting. So if you're about betting, Candid is the right bet.
And we will definitely talk about that filly more on Friday. And, of course, the Santa Anita Oaks, another 100-pointer for the Kentucky Oaks, has a short field in that one as well. And so we'll wait and see how they work out in that. But now, as far as the big races for the Kentucky Derby horses, we got the Bluegrass Stakes. It's a grade one that happens on Saturday. And, of course, we got a field of 11 in that race. Quickly from the rail out, Top Connor, BU, Seize the Gray. This is the horse. This is Dwayne Lucas's horse. He's going to have a horse in the Bluegrass. He was third in the Jeff Ruby recently. Door Knock, of course, the winner of the Fountain Youth. Good Money, Just a Touch, who was second in the Gotham, son of Justify. Last Long, Epic Ride, Mugatu, Sierra Leone, and Encino, and of course Sierra Leone is the big favorite in the Bluegrass.
By the way, Door Knock and Sierra Leone met back in the Remsen, if you remember, and Door Knock beat Sierra Leone that day. However, Door Knock rode a gold rail. Nobody passed the horse that day. That's why when Sierra Leone came back in the Risen Star, we loved her that day, if you recall. We loved him that day. But it's a rematch of Door Knock and Sierra Leone. Door Knock beat him the first time, but I don't know if he'll beat him on Saturday.
Wood Memorial will have a pretty good field in it as well. Winner of the Gotham, third horse in the Gotham, the Withers winner, Uncle Henry Heavy. And, of course, you've got quite a few horses in this race. But it looks like a pretty much a wide-open event.
Yeah, they didn't draw yet, I don't think.
No.
I can't find
you. No,
so they're going to draw today for that race. So let's see post position, and let's see how the track is. Because they're expecting rain. You know, we're getting snow up in Saratoga, but in New York they're expecting rain the entire week. So that may play a part.
But, as we all know, they will run in the rain at Akron, anyhow. So
only Santa Anita has that clause in their contract.
All I can tell you about the race at Santa Anita is it's got to get around Bob Baffert, that's for sure, with the Maimon running in that race there. So we'll wait and see. It's going to be exciting stuff, that's for sure. Any thoughts about anything that happened over the weekend that you have now digested that you...
It was all good. It was a good weekend of racing. No bad news this weekend. I don't remember any anyway. So,
we're going to take a quick look at the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks now. Tarifa's in. She's got the 150. Power Squeeze with a win over the weekend got 120 because she got 100 for her win there. Torpedo Anna, same thing with her win at Oaklawn in the fantasy. She got 100 points. Her total now is 105. So all three of those are definitely in. West Omaha, who finished up well in the fantasy, has 90. Jody's Pride, which goes in, I believe, the Ashland on Friday, she's got 65. Fiona's Magic's got 60. Tappet Jenna Lee's got 54. Everland, he's got 50, and Lemon Muffin has got 50. Everland's got 54. Lemon Muffin's got 50. Into Champagne has 50. Ways and Means has 50. Our Pretty Woman has 50. So all of them are going to be in it. When you're looking at the horses that are sitting on the cusp right now, they're horses like Perfect Shot, Recharge, Where's My Ring, Carmelina, and The Scalable, among others. So it'll be important because all three winners, except for the Santa Anita Derby, if Bob Baffert wins, all three winners with 100 pointers will bump their way right into a start in the Kentucky Derby. So that'll be three spots, potentially three spots, certainly two spots, that will knock out the ones at the bottom. As far as the Kentucky Derby goes, that's what I was talking about, the Kentucky Derby. Fierceness is on top. He's got 136 points. And with that win in the Florida Derby, you know, he's just going to the Kentucky Derby. Catching Freedom, Brad Cox horse, 125. Forever Young, who the Japanese horse who won in Dubai on his way to Kentucky Derby. He's got 100 for that win there in Dubai. Endlessly has 100. Then you got Timberlake, who has 81, but he's out of the Kentucky Derby. So that leaves a spot. That'll push up Track Phantom with 70. West Saratoga has 67. Just Steel, which is the Dwayne Lucas horse that's running in the bluegrass. He's got 65. Honor Marie's got 65. Doorknock, which will be in action this weekend, has 60. Domestic Product has 60 as well. Then you've got Sierra Leone, who's in action this weekend. He's got 55. Catalytic is 50. Deterministic, 50. Mystic Dan, who probably has wrapped up his season as far as Derby points with his run in the Arkansas Derby. He's got 46. No More Time has 45. Grandmo the First has 40. Common Defense has 37. Hades has 30. He's on a cusp because the 20th horse there is T.O. Password, the Japanese horse, at 40. So these the last few that I talked about are going to be bumped with the 100 pointers, you know, at least at the Bluegrass and the Wood Memorial. We'll wait and see about the Santa Anita Derby. But it's starting to shape up, Jonathan. And as I asked you guys, I know that the Derby Watch has been going for quite a while at the Daily Racing Form, and a lot of other websites, of course, and shows have had they've had their you know, top 20 or top 10. But I wanted to wait until we got close to all the 100 pointers are in, where we really get into who's really going to go and who isn't for the Kentucky Derby. And so that's why I asked our handicappers, and you included, of course, in that, to come up with a top five list, just a top five list of your Derby contenders as we move through the final weeks of on our way to the Kentucky Derby. And we'll be starting that. We'll try to get that together for tomorrow from you guys, and then we'll have it each beginning of the week until up to the Kentucky Derby.
I sent mine in, Ralph, yeah, already. I sent it to you guys. And the horse I picked, I think, is on the bubble. He may not even be eligible. He may not have enough points yet. And it's a Brad Cox horse named Just a Touch. He's running on Saturday in the Bluegrass. And I guess he's going to have to run 1-2 or 1-2-3 anyway to get enough points. And I think he'll do it.
Just a Touch. Give us a little bit. Where did he run ill last? Yeah.
He only has two career starts. He's run twice in his life, both obviously for Brad Cox. Uh-huh. And he won it. He ran second in the Gotham to the Clement horse, Deterministic, I think was his name. And he only has two starts, but the barn's extremely high on him, and he's got a lot of talent, and he has a win in his second in his first two races.
Wow, so you're taking a kind of a fresh horse. And we all remember what Justified did. Not only did he win the Derby, he went on to win the Triple Crown. But you think this is a very talented horse, huh?
Yeah, he's the best shot I think that Cox has.
Really?
You know, especially with Timberlake coming out and a lot of horses on the sideline, unfortunately. But this horse could be the real deal.
Well, to tease everybody out there, because you did, you sent us your five already, to tease everybody out there, and of course we'll have the other handicappers on the same page with you guys so we can kind of compare. But your top horse was Just a Touch. Your second horse in your top five is Fierceness. That's, you know, that stands without reason with his monster win in the Florida Derby. Then you have Sierra Leone, that Chad Brown's horse, and that's the horse that he'll be running this weekend. We'll wait and see how he does there. Honor Marie and Resilience, who is your fifth pick there. And Resilience is a horse that I'm not too familiar with either.
Another Bill Mott horse, and these are just fresh ideas. Anyone can pick the obvious horses and put them on the list, but I'm going a little out of the box here. You know, Anna Marie ran super last time out in the Louisiana Derby, got beat by a Cox horse that day, and he's going to fly in under the radar, low-profile connections, but the horse has a world of talent. Resilience, I know the Mott Barn very high on this horse. He's going to have to get points somewhere and get them soon. But these are ideas of, you know, again, anyone could give you fierceness and all the rest. But I'm looking to be a little bit outside the box.
Well, and we know when what happens when you get outside that box. But a bing, but a bing, but a bong, that's for sure. Talking about getting outside the box, hey, listen, there's only four racetracks available today, but we're looking for some action to start out this week. And I understand that with the carryover and mandatory at Parks Racing, you have a thought about that that track today.
Yeah, I didn't put out a sheet for it, but I did handicap it for personal reasons. And I like a horse in the last race, the 11th and final, and the horse is listed at 12-1. So I decided to share it with all the Race Day Las Vegas listeners in case they decide to play it. And I like the number 6 horse in there, Give Me Back My Bullets. So this is a 5-year-old gelding from the Rupert Perez Barn. Big rider switch today. Michael Sanchez climbs aboard. And I'm telling you, Ralph, this is a rising star. He will be moving to a big track soon, and I think he's got a great future ahead of him. He's really a terrific young rider. The horse is listed at 12-1 on the morning line, stretches out today, has a couple of good races last year going long and on and off track. The price is right. The rider switch is good. Number 6, Give Me Back My Bullets, 12-1 on the morning line. Upsets and wins today's 11th and final out at Philadelphia Park.
All right. Well, we'll take a few bullets out of our hip pocket and place it on that horse, the 6th horse and the 11th at Parks. You do have a pick at Tampa Bay.
Yes, I do. 7th race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Grand Valley. This is a 5-year-old from the Victor Barboza barn. Barboza has 2 horses in the race. He's got the morning line favorite of the 4, Never Satisfied. However, I like the other Barboza horse in the race, number 5, Grand Valley. He's been on synthetic for a lot of his races recently, except for his last 2 races, which are both on the dirt and both run at Tampa. And either one of those races wins here. Number 5, Grand Valley, 4-1 on the morning line, wins today, 7th race out of Tampa Bay Downs.
All right, 7th race, 7 in the race itself, no late scratches so far, and you like the 5 Grand Valley, the 5 in the 7th at Tampa Bay. And Jonathan, all I can say is we've only just begun to talk about Derby horses and all that stuff, and certainly for the big races this week as well. I want to thank you a lot, and we will talk to you tomorrow and get the snow shovel out.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Well, yeah, I did. Okay, anyhow, we're going to be back with Rich Eng. Final Four is upon us. And then the big one. Coming up on Monday of next week. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. It's been one heck of a March Madness as far as college hoops are concerned, but now that it's getting down to the cream of the crop, we have the Final Four coming up on Saturday. Winners, those four teams, of course, four teams left. The two winners surviving on Saturday will meet Monday night for the championship in the NCAA basketball tournament. And we're going to go right now to Rich Ng standing by. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi.
All I can say, it's been one heck of a tournament up till now, and now we get into the real nitty-gritty. But and I haven't watched all the games, to be honest with you, but to me, they're three of the four teams that are left. First of all, North Carolina State, simply a Cinderella story this year. But, I mean, the depth and the talent that both Purdue and Connecticut have means that this weekend is going to be one hell of games, I think.
Yeah, Connecticut and Purdue are the two number one seeds that are still alive. They're huge favorites, big favorites in their games against Alabama and North Carolina State, respectively. Ralph, these two games are going to be overanalyzed, kind of like the Super Bowl, because there's so much time leading up to the games on Saturday. So people are going to look at every single angle, every trend, trying to figure out which side they like in the betting.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. Taking a look at Saturday's games, do you think North Carolina State can continue on the Cinderella run?
Well, the way they're playing, you know, that was our pick on Sunday, so we ended the week with a nice winner. They were plus seven, and they just disposed of Duke with a very efficient second half. But everyone's focusing on the centers because DJ Burns is one of the stars of the tournament. For that Cinderella run, he's built like a house. He's about 6'9", but he weighs like 290 pounds. And Edie, Zach Edie, is 7'4", and he weighs about 300. So you've got two immovable objects in the center position. And the key is going to be how the officials call the game, because especially with Edie, he draws fouls like, you know, flies to you know what.
Yeah.
And the key for DJ Burns is he has to stay out of foul trouble. If he can play 30 minutes, I mean, they've got a chance. But if they call a couple of quick fouls on him, like they've done in some of the other games in the Purdue games, then NC State's in real trouble.
Well, what about Connecticut?
Well, Connecticut's beaten everybody by double digits. And if you bet Connecticut throughout the tournament, you have won every single game with comfort. So they're up to 12 now over Alabama. And athletically, Alabama had some advantages over some of their opponents. Not so much the case against Connecticut. I think most people have been talking about the fact that for them to stay with Connecticut, they're going to have to be very hot from the three-point line. Alabama shoots as many threes as almost anybody in the country. And the last game that Connecticut lost during the regular season, it was against Creighton. Creighton had 14 out of 28 from threes, and that was the reason they beat Connecticut. They're going to have that kind of blueprint for Alabama to be in the ballgame.
Well, that's going to be certainly exciting on Saturday, along with all the Derby prep races and the Oaks and the opening of Keeneland and all that good stuff for horse players. We'll be swiveling our head all around to take a look at all the action, that's for sure. And, of course, on Monday, when all of our racing dust settles, well, then that's the big game for the championship, that's for sure. So it's going to be an exciting weekend. Richie, I know that you do Santa Anita, but I'm going to ask if you have a horse pick for today.
Yeah, I do have a horse pick, and also a heads up for listeners and my subscribers. Mm. I will do a Keeneland sheet every day. I've done that for the last 6 years.
Fantastic.
Spring and the fall, so I'll have two sheets a day, Keeneland and Santa Anita, for all my followers, Ralph, and also for the show.
And fantastic. Of course, you can get those sheets at racedaylasvegas.com. A horse?
Race 10, Parks. Mile and 70 yards, optional claimer 16. I heard Jonathan talking about Michael Sanchez as a riding star. Well, I'm actually using Sanchez on a Jamie Ness horse, number 5, Social Lady. So this sets up a Scirocco Daily Double, maybe, with Michael Sanchez maybe winning the 10th and the 11th race. But this horse has been a fantastic claim for Ness, very productive over the last 5 races off the claim. Let's go with the 5, Social Lady, race 10.
10th race, number 5, a pair of 5s for us in the late double at, I'm sorry, it is not. The Parks 11th race is the 6, and your horse in the 10th race is the 5. So it'll be a 5-6 combination, a 5-6 combination for the late double at Parks. That'll be our Scirocco play, but you like in the 10th race, number 5. And Richie, we will of course, we'll be posting your top 5 Derby horses as well as the rest of the handicappers. Probably on tomorrow's show, so we'll take a look at that as well. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap this Wednesday show, setting the table for a big week and a big weekend coming up with John Lindo standing by in Southern California, where we're going to keep everything we have that we can cross for luck as far as the weather is for this weekend. And they have a special makeup card tomorrow, Thursday. And even possibly Jerry Jackowitz. So wait and see about him. But for now, John Lindo is next. Don't go away.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and just to wrap up the meet that was just held at the championship meet at Gulfstream Park. Of course, the Royal Palms meet starts coming up this week on tomorrow, starts tomorrow. Irad Ortiz Jr. just ran away with the jockey standings, had 105 wins during that meet. And Paco Lopez was the closest one to him with 87. So he almost had 18 more wins than Paco. And brother Jose of Irad got 61. So between Irad and Jose Ortiz, the brothers won 166 races amongst them there. As far as the trainers, Safi Joseph Jr. won the meet with 62. Todd Pletcher was second with 33. And they resume racing the Royal Palms meet that starts tomorrow. Now we go to Southern California, standing by is John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, but we are dying to know the weather predictions for this week out at Santa Anita.
Well, it's beautiful today. It's supposed to be warm out here today, but the weather's going to turn tomorrow, start getting cooler. We should be okay. No rain scheduled for Thursday, but Friday, Santa Anita is supposed to be in the low 50s.
Wow.
With about a 70% chance of rain. We're not talking about a lot of rain, but there is some rain in the forecast. We should be good to go Saturday, Sunday. So, as usual, Ralph, we'll just play it as it comes.
All right. So, in other words, the little system that's working through there is expected to get there and run through Friday and then get the heck out, right?
Yeah, we should be good. There's no rain in the forecast Saturday or Sunday.
John, I know there's a lot going on in Southern California and California between the California Horse Racing Board and the folks at Santa Anita and that that terse letter that they sent to the Racing Board. And the Racing Board, of course, just simply put, hey, we're not going to get bullied. But there's a lot of ramifications happening. Don't want to get involved with the politics for racing, not this week anyhow, with Santa Anita there. And I'm sure this story will carry on to next Santa Anita Derby, I should say, there this weekend. But, I'm sure it'll carry on to next week. So we'll have that tabled. But we do understand and know it. That's a very tender box right there right now, for sure. But I just wanted to find out quickly from you the weather and, of course, your schedule for the Lindo Report.
Well, I'll do, obviously, Santa Anita tomorrow through Sunday, and I will pick up Keeneland as well, just like Richie. I do Keeneland on a daily basis, so I'll have Keeneland Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next week when Santa Anita is scheduled to be dark, I'll just do Keeneland every day next week, next Wednesday through Sunday.
All right, so we got double sheets coming from you and Richie. Great stuff, too. Keeneland's always a great meet to play and bet, that's for sure. And we will now get to have you go back to your honey-do list for today.
Sounds good. Don't do any rain dances. We don't need the help out here.
Not at all. Not at all. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
All right. Good luck today.
Okay. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. I have no idea what Jerry's going to talk about, but he's going to tell us right now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ralph. Well, the first thing I could talk about anything you want. We could talk about the Derby horses, or we could talk about wind betting, which is always a near and dear to my heart.
Well, I'm gonna put the handicappers selections, and you're a part of that, of course, on the show tomorrow. Your top five selections for the first week of your selections. We're going to update them every week through the Kentucky Derby week. But it seems like the art of betting a horse for win is kind of gone by the wayside with all the exactas. So explain.
Talk about foolishness. It's really simple. You're a good handicapper. You should do a little bit better than the odds board in front of you. So if you're playing a 2-to-1 shot, it really should have a value structure of 3-to-2 or something like that. I like to use the number 2-to-1, although I think you should be betting higher than 2-to-1 for the most part. But 2-to-1 because it's really simple. You win one, you lose two, you break even. Right? That's what 2-to-1 means. You win one, you lose two, you break even. So if you're getting paid 5-to-2 on a 2-to-1 shot, on what you consider a 2-to-1 shot, you're killing the game. And that's the way the game is set up for us, is that if the horses that we're betting at 5-to-2 really should be 2-to-1, or if we're betting them at 3-to-1 and they should be 5-to-2, or if we're betting them at 4-to-1 and they should be 3-to-1, the win bet is hugely profitable. Now, a lot of people say, oh, is that really a lot of money? Well, it is. When you start making 100 bets or 200 bets or 300 bets a year, it's a huge amount of money. It doesn't compare it psychologically when you bet $2 and you win 50. That's wow. But usually when you're betting $2 and winning 50, you're usually losing $52 or $55 in the process. A win bet that gets you your money right there and then and gets you more than you deserve is how you beat the game and what you should be doing. And, of course, if you're betting 10-to-1s, they should be 5-to-1s. And if you're betting 20-to-1s, they should be 10-to-1s.
All right.
So simply in a 20-to-1 shot, you're making a lot of money, but you may only win 3 or 4 times. So.
All right, Jerry, real quick, we've got about a minute left on the show, and I just wanted to ask you, in that the win bet, what part of a bankroll, when a guy goes out that he wants to pay the exotics and all that, what kind of a bankroll should he have? What percentage should he keep for just the straight win bets?
Well, so, of course, you can make a straight win bet, or you can go a win bet by making a horse overall. So that's the same thing as a win bet. You can bet a trifecta, one horse overall. That's the same thing as a win bet. Now that I've said that, 80 to 90% of your money should be bet on win bets.
So, in other words, for every $100, $80 of the $100 bankroll would be used to place the win bets on the selections, and then $20 for exotics.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we've talked about the different structure about a win or win place, but that is correct, Ralph. That's where your nutrition lies, as my great mentor, yeah, Richie Schwartz, would say.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that clarification there, because the WynnBET seems to be something that's not talked about a lot anymore, that's for sure. Hey, we got we wrapped up this Wednesday show with a lot of good stuff, and we'll be back tomorrow for the same deal. God willing, Crick don't rise. One more thing to say, Jerry Sanit.
Have a great race day, everybody.